this is another example of a couple of paintings that depict exactly the same motif. And here again, the Cézanne to your left, done with a palette knife, could not be more different. The Pissarro to the right is done entirely with a hard brush and a quasi-dry pigment. The picture surface is encrusted with this dry, matte pigment pushed with a brush on the canvas.
Yeah, the unconventional technique of the Pissarro is done with a great sense of trying to gain a way of depicting the light dropping onto this foliage, almost by mimicking it. Cézanne is not interested in this anymore. I think it's clear that as you read across the Cézanne, you're in for surprises. For all the similarities of the repeated verticals, you see how he has picked up this counterpoint of the diagonals which arch to the right, and how these are the counterpoint of the forms which work around the front of the picture. It is very much, as he said, a logique as well as an optique. Mm-hmm. The optical sensation and also the ordering process, and that the two are given equal weight.
And
if nature doesn't do what he wants, well, he will change nature.
Yes,
and he knows that now he's just ruthless about this.
Yeah, yeah.